MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Kobus Lutz, CEO, Pan African Resources. Kobus, appreciate the time as always. Two announcements coming out from yourself. The first is exiting your exploration in Sudan. No surprises. We chatted at this at your last set of results. There were concerns. It is exploration. You can go back when things improve, I suppose.
Yeah, so it's not an exit per se, but I mean, we're putting the assets on care and maintenance and issuing what we call a force majeure to the government. And again, I mean, it's a human tragedy what's unfolding, and we hope that the parties can sort it out and can stop the fighting. Geologically, the area is incredibly prospective, but there's no point in putting further investment into an area where it's just not conducive to any sort of long-term investment at this point.
Yeah, and potentially putting lives at risk. So let's move on to the Australian deal. Tenant Consolidation Mining, about $54 million purchase in shares for the remaining 92%. It is an Australian gold mine. It's 1,000 kilometers south of Darwin, which is about the middle of nowhere. Is it currently producing? This is an old mine from the 1930s. Is it producing at the moment?
It's not producing, Simon. It was one of the highest grading Australian gold fields. And until 1985, it was the largest open pit gold mine in Australia. But the opportunity is developing this gold field in the next couple of years. So there's a processing plant that's now 60% complete. It'll be done by June. So we're expecting first gold by July 25, which is obviously a very short time frame for new production. And yeah, we would expect 50-odd thousand ounces at an all-in sustaining cost of about $1,300 per ounce, which is quite attractive. So that's just the highlights.
The 50,000 is a good number in terms of what you're currently guiding towards. $1,300 all-in sustained cost. Where does that come in your cost profile? I mean, there's some moving parts. I mean, you've got some Evander at a whole lot cheaper, but that's sort of in the zone.
Well, with the benefit now of ramping up Mintails, which will be $1,000 per ounce producer, Likulu is already producing at about just over 1,000. We are ramping up the Evander underground, so those costs will also reduce. I mean, the global average at this point is above $1,400 per ounce. In our portfolio, we're targeting sub that. So, you know, it's pretty much in the mid-range, and it's quite attractive from a margin perspective.
And the one thing, and you and I have chatted many times over the years, I mean, the gold price has certainly been moving in the right direction for gold miners and people who hold gold, of course. But costs, of course, have been rising because you've just come through 3 years of quite wild inflation, and that has gone into some of those all-in sustained costs for yourselves and peers the world over.
Yeah, so, I mean, South African gold miners are known for being high cost, or certainly that was the case, but if we compare ourselves now with a global sector as Pan African, I think we compare very well. I mean, you mentioned the gold price, and all of us hope that the dollar gold price remains strong. And certainly that seems to be the expectation from the market, given what's happening in the world. So it's a dangerous time to be making acquisitions at this high price. But, you know, this was a specific opportunity in that it's not a listed company where you go and take them out at a huge premium. They had private shareholders, and they had their reasons for exiting. They'll be paid with Pan African shares, which we think still has a lot of upside. So it was just a nice set of circumstances.
And you made a point in the announcement that you would expect a payback on capital investment in less than 3 years at a gold price of around 2,600, which is, I mean, below where the current gold price is at the moment. This is going to be all things going well, a quick payback period.
You know, we've looked at so many opportunities over the last 10 years, and we've just haven't executed on many of them. Obviously, Mintails, as I've said, I mean, that's going to be a fantastic success. It's delivered under budget, ahead of schedule, and the payback on that 2.4 odd billion rand will be in the order of certainly less than 3 years. So that's a difficult sort of benchmark and hurdle, but we think we can achieve it with this investment and with TCMG. There's a lot of geological upside here also that we're not factoring into any of our calculations.
And there's also a benefit. I mean, as you mentioned, you bought Mintails in, you know, ahead of schedule and under budget. Looking at loads of possible transactions over a decade really gives you a skill set as to what's out there and, truthfully, what's viable for Pan African Resources.
Yeah, so, I mean, with this, we have four large asset complexes. Admittedly, it's a little bit further away from where we're currently operating, but we've been assessing the opportunity now for almost a year. So we've gotten to know the management team, and the management will stay with Pan African and work with us to develop and bring this project to account. You know, it's a great also benefit in terms of further diversifying our production base and reducing volatility in terms of future production.
At this point in time, you're not in production, but you expect to be. The last question is, what is current life of mine? I mean, obviously, I was reading the SAMREC. There's a lot under the ground there, but the sort of the immediate life of mine expectancy?
Well, it's about 5 years, but we expect to certainly be around for many more years. And you say there's lots under the ground, but the nice thing here is also there's lots on top of the ground.
Okay.
And that's the benefit. So, I mean, for the first couple of years, most of the production will come from open pits, from a stockpile right next to the plant, and from some tailings. We think there's more open pit potential. So it'll be good to have that sort of production in the Pan African portfolio also.
We leave it there. It's Kobus Loots, CEO of Pan African Resources. Always appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.